Correct, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Georgie. Do you want me?
Yes, sir. Three things. First, I've talked with all these Southerners about what they would do about this convention.
Good.
In essence, it's this. And I want to make this recommendation that the Credentials Committee seat neither one. If they disallow the seating of Mississippi and Alabama, and then, of course, seat thereafter, on by action of the floor, the colored group, Freedom Party, you're going to find that while Florida group won't walk out and the North Carolina group won't walk out, the other South Carolina will, at least Dolan Johnson thinks that the many of its people will. Tennessee will walk out, according to Hub and Albert Gore. They think, Herman Talmadge thinks that Georgia will stay, but it's possible that one or two would break out.
Let me ask you this, Georgia.
Louisiana would. So what I think is that if they just don't seat either group on the ground, take the position that the Mississippi group have got their convention still open and the Alabama group have stated they're not going to put your name on the ticket. Don't seat either one of them. But what will inflame and cost you very heavily, not only in the South, I think, but elsewhere, was if the white group is moved and the colored group and the television cameras go on the colored group and they'll be watching throughout the convention if they're seated. So none of the Southern whites that are going to the convention feel sufficiently strong about the position of Wallace. They don't like him. They think he's asked for punishment. They think Ross Barnett and even Johnson in Mississippi have asked for punishment. So therefore, they can take that. They'll sit still, won't say anything, won't file a minority report, do a damn thing. But if you try to seat the other, why, then you're in trouble. So I just seem to me the simple thing is just not seat either one.
Let me ask you this, George. I think that's a good word. Some of them have think that this is the thing to do, to consider. Namely, seat the direct, say to Mississippi and to Alabama, that we have a rule that requires you to print the elector's name on here.
Right.
To have good intentions on supporting the ticket. And all of you that are willing to say that you will support the ticket and support the electors, you go in, we'll seat you. Then any of them that'll take the pledge to do that, seat them from Alabama and Mississippi. They say there are a good many in both delegations willing to do that.
Right.
So they get seated.
Right.
They to the Freedom Party. That we will let you have seats at the convention. Observe it that you claim you're representative of the Negroes who did not have any representation in the county and state convention. We'll let you go in there as their representatives, but we cannot give you any vote. That we will pass a resolution saying that hereafter, in recognizing delegates and approving their credentials, we will use as a criteria whether or not they considered people of all races made them eligible. And we'll have a committee to study that between now and the next convention and try to see to it that every state permits the consideration of Negroes in their state and county convention.
All right, now let me tell you what I think might be a weakness in that. Right off the bat, it seems to me, if the Southerners who say, all right, we will put the Mississippi crowd and the Alabama crowd who say, yes, we will pledge ourselves to be loyal Democrats, will they still sit there and share that position with this freedom group, Freedom Party group, who come in and who, while they don't have a vote, they're going to be seated? And my judgment would be that they can't do it.
Well, that's what they're asking them now. That's what they're trying to find out from whether anybody in Mississippi, Alabama will do it or not. They can't keep them out of the hall, and they're not going to have any votes, so all they do is just allow them to say that they're representatives of the Negroes who didn't participate, but not give them any vote, and not a thing they can do about it except observe the proceedings.
Yeah. Well, if the people, if the Mississippians will stay and the Alabamians who will become loyal will not walk out, then that's all right.
They say that is a little better from the Southern standpoint because we don't want to get in a position of running anybody out who's willing to comply with the rules. We let them walk out, but we don't want to be the ones that run them out.
The point, that's the legal point, and I think that's absolutely right. The emotional and political point that all these fellows have the same reaction to it is that it's not going to look good on television. It's not going to look good throughout the nation when some people, looks as though some people are denied and the Negro is put in his place. Now, this is what is dangerous.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that sure is. In this instance, the banner and the seating space allocated to Mississippi would be held by the regular delegation, and they would cast the votes of the state of Mississippi, and they'd answer the roll call.
And where would the Negro group be?
They'd be on the floor in another spot.
In another spot?
Away from them.
All right. Well, I'll ask around how that's going.
Just find out, see what you think about it. It's not, right. Nobody's agreed on that. That just seemed to be the lawyers feeling that this freedom group claims it represents 50,000 Negroes.
If the Mississippi, it seems to me the key is if the Mississippians who remain loyal and the Alabamians who remain loyal, if they will not, if they will agree to this procedure and will themselves not walk out,